What's up, everybody? This is Word of a Rebel, and today I want to talk about what my goals are as a real estate agent. My goal as a real estate agent is very simply to encourage people who really truly want to own property. My goal is not to convince anybody to buy a property, because if you truly don't want to, then you just shouldn't. I mean, it goes, you know, that goes with any business operation or career choice. If you authentically don't want to do a thing, then you just shouldn't do it. But when it comes to people who really want to own property, but they don't think they can, that's where I want to come in, and I want to show you how to make it possible. If you're somebody who says, you know what, I really want to become a real estate investor, I want to own a few properties, or I want to buy and renovate and resell properties, I want to show you how to make it possible. And my goal is to reach the people who actually have everything they need to own property, but don't know already that they have what they need. My second goal is also to work with people who just simply don't know how to get what they need, right? They want to achieve it, but they don't see how it's possible with their current situation. Those are the people that I'm here for. I'm here to show you how to make it happen. So here's an interesting question that you've probably never asked a real estate agent. Who are the people who should never own property? Or are there any people who should never own property? Well, I would say this. If the person is not going to take care of the property, if they're not going to try to, you know, treat people right whenever they have tenants, those are the people that should not own property. By saying that, there are some people who own property right now who should not be owning property. My whole thing is, if you're not going to take care of the space and you're not going to take care of the people who live in that space, you should not own property. You should not have the right to own property if you're just abusing people who are living in the space that you own. And if you're just letting it fall to pieces, you know, you just flat out shouldn't own the property. That's just real. And now, why do I say that? Well, because that is an aspect that impacts other people, right? If you're not properly taking care of that property and taking care of the people who live there, then you've created a situation where you're causing danger and harm to others. So that's why I say, in that situation, that's the person who should never own property. But everybody else, if you want to, you should go for it. And what it takes is, you know, obviously your credit score has to be on point if you're not going to have cash that you can, you know, buy outright cash. So credit scores need to be on point. And, you know, I've got plenty of episodes in this podcast where I have explained how to get your credit on track. I've also got a blog for people who prefer to read the content and refer back to it. In my podcast and on my blog, you'll have information about how to make a creditor act right, because some of them do try to do things they should not be doing. I also teach in both platforms how to understand credit and what simple steps you can take to make your credit better. It's not always what you think it is. You'll hear people telling you, pay off those debts. It's not always a good idea to pay off your debts all the way to zero. You need a strategy. If you understand the strategy, then every time you make a payment on that debt, you're going to see benefits to your credit score. And so if you pay it off flatly, like just boom, just pay it off one lump sum, you're not going to see the same positive impact that you would if you apply the strategies that I teach. And it's something very, very doable. You know, we have the glory of modern technology where we can set up automated payments. You can also set a calendar reminder for yourself so that you go in and make those payments. Also, I teach about how to take your student loans and turn them into a positive asset. Once again, you do not need to pay them off. In fact, you probably should not pay them off yet if your goal is to get started with real estate or other forms of investment that require your credit score. So I don't want to go into too much detail because each person's situation is going to be different. I also provide consultations for people on their credit. Now, a personal conversation where, you know, we just have maybe a 15 to 30 minute conversation by phone is absolutely no charge. It's a free consultation. I do offer credit consultations for free. I'm going to ask you some questions. Based on those answers, I'm going to provide you with my best advice. But that's the other thing that you can find. And so getting your credit score together is a major component toward preparing for property ownership. And notice I said property ownership, because it's not just about owning your home. Perhaps you have a desire to own land, or you have a desire to own rental properties or a business space, you know, so it's all of that, right? Because your credit plays a part in all of that. Also, I want to teach you things like if you own a small business or if you're self-employed in some capacity, how to make sure that your tax records support your financial future. A lot of the time we hear people say, take all the tax deductions you possibly can. That's not necessarily a good idea either. So if you need guidance on what your tax documentation needs to look like as you are preparing for your financial future, send me a message and we can also have that conversation. When it comes to actually buying the property, a lot of people say, well, I want to get educated on the entire process. And that's perfectly fine. But don't forget that when you get a realtor like myself, our task, our job, we work for you. Our goal is to guide you successfully through the home ownership process. From the beginning of the process of, you know, like doing the shopping, all the way to the day that you get your keys, so that you are buying something that fits your goal, something that is going to, you know, be sustainable for whatever your goals are, and making sure that everything is handled in a legal fashion that protects your interest, right? So you don't have to know everything. You should get, you know, knowledge on, you know, general knowledge of the process. And once again, I can educate you on that. You can get the audio form on my podcast or the written form on my blog. So far I mentioned credit, tax documentation, and the actual home ownership process. So regardless of what state you're in, my personal belief is that the first step to home ownership, you know, after you have your credit together, is finding a real estate agent, because you need to get somebody who understands the process, who cares about you and your goals before you really jump into this, right? So these are things to keep in mind. Now, some of you are saying, well, God, I do not have enough money for a down payment. And what about the closing costs? Okay, I hear you loud and clear. And there are ways to save money on both. And my advice to you is going to depend on what type of property you're shopping for, and also where, what location. So if you want to speak more about that, there are ways to get started with real estate with very little money out of pocket. You just have to know what is available to you. So be sure to hit me up and we can talk about each of these components. Making sure that your credit score is in place, making sure that tax documentation reflects what you need, and understanding that home ownership process. So once again, as you noticed, I had a phone call coming through. I was just wrapping up anyway, mentioning that the last thing that I was mentioning is understanding the home ownership process. And actually, the person who was calling is a friend of mine who's also going through these steps and getting closer to her goal. Every client that I have is at different stages of the process. Some of them are going to have the keys to their new property within the next couple of weeks, and some others are in the credit buildup phase, you know, in different points in between the two ranges. And so if you're interested in getting more information, be sure to send me a message or an email, jessica@revolutionrealestate.org. You can also find me on all social media platforms at Word of a Rebel and send me a message there, and we can schedule a consultation and just show you that path from where you are today to where you are going. As always, I am here for empowerment. Be sure to hit me up at Word of a Rebel. Peace.